Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. And my lucky number three, everybody. This is Sobe. Sorry, I'm gonna judge it because basically he's the one that I've always wanted. Well, he's one of the people anyway. I'm not gonna say he's the one I always wanted. Let me just revert. I meant he's one of the ones that I've always wanted. Like, this is a dream come true, like, for you to be here. You're one of my favorites. Your music is, out of this world, and you've been grinding for a while, so I'm so excited to finally have you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Anything for you. You're a legend. Anything for you. I mean, wow, I've seen a lot coming from you, like, years past. Because firstly, 6 years. Congrats on 6 years that you've been on there. Like, congratulations, 6 years.
It's
How
been
does that
6 years
feel?
since I've been on RapPad. Wow.
Yes, you joined 2015, 6 years.
I thought it was a little more than that. I thought it was like seven, but I guess yeah, six. No. It's pretty cool to still have a connection to the site. Like I still use it to write. And I owe quite a bit to RapPad just in terms of my growth as an artist. Yeah, I absolutely love the platform. And shout out
Really good to
to
hear. It's really good to
Amir.
hear.
It was shout out to Amir too for making it. I actually got to meet him actually a while back. Really cool dude. He's Canadian. Yeah, he came out to Toronto for a bit. And we went to a little pub bar
What?
sort of deal. Yeah,
Okay.
it's cool.
Wait a minute. You met? How was like? Wait a minute. Let me just back up a sec.
Yeah.
Like, you met Amir and you've seen him. How is he? I never even met the guy.
He's a great dude, really smart, really outgoing, very professional. And he also has a love for hip hop, and I think it really shows on in how he developed RapPad and how much time he put into it, especially when it was just getting kind of started and gaining traction. Absolutely great guy.
Oh my God. Wow, I just got first-hand access. I didn't even know he was Canadian. And that dude does explain his profile pics.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could meet the guy. When are you gonna get me connected with Amir? Do you even still like talk to him anymore?
I don't speak to him much any like at all anymore, but I'll see him post on Facebook every once in a while. He's kind of just doing his thing. I think he's married now, so he's got his life. He's got his life. He's doing his thing. Yeah.
Hopefully, the next time you see him, you'll mention me. Hopefully,
Yeah, I'll
and
mention
watch.
the podcast he
Always
got.
wanted to.
Yeah, no, you could probably maybe get a podcast with him. That'd be really cool.
Yes, I've always wanted one with him. Like, that'd be a dream come true. Honestly, like, I wish I had his Facebook. I never even saw his Facebook before, ever. But, like, about what is it exactly?
you remember?
What is what? Sorry, which what?
Facebook.
I can't give his Facebook away.
Can you at least type it in the chat? Tell me.
Yeah, like maybe like after this podcast, like I'll talk to him first and then see how he feels about it. I'll try and get you guys to meet.
Okay, now that I can live with. But along with your 6 years, you have another big achievement that everybody should know about. Although you can't see it right now, Raphead. Sobi, do you remember Bittersweet? Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do. With King Osiris, remember? A good friend of mine. Yeah.
Yes. No, you haven't seen it. But big news. This is official data. Like I've been on, out of this year, you guys are the most propped song. Of this year, you guys are the most prop song with 223 props. Congratulations.
Wow, I didn't know that on RapPad. That's amazing. That is really cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh yeah, of course. Like I saw your, I didn't even know that you even wrote that song. I saw your name first of all. I was like, this can't be him. And then I just saw and I was like, okay. Damn, like, I'm seeing you, like, that's amazing, like, that's a huge, like, honor to get, the most prop song ever. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't know that, and right now I have the biggest smile on my face right now, but it was a really fun song to make, and King Osiris is awesome to work with. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, but it was fun to make that. Bittersweet.
That's really good. That's really good. And what's your relationship with King Osiris? Because first thing I met the guy. The guy's amazing. He's been on the show before. Like we talk here and then. But how's y'all's relationship going?
It's like kind of a professional, but also friendly relationship. So we kind of stay in touch every once in a while. And we get a general idea of what each of us are doing in terms of music. I know that he's doing a lot of, he's writing for people and getting paid good money to do it. And every once in a while, he actually just have me mix some of his stuff. And then, yeah, we have a little business deal kind of there. But yeah, and he's also Canadian. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I think he lives in Ottawa, I think it is. So he's close to me. But yeah, we were thinking one day it would be really cool if we could link up and maybe go to a studio and just make some music together again. Because it's always fun to make music with him.
Please tell me you're kidding. What?
Yeah, no joke, yeah. And he's a family man too. Like it's really, I really admire the guy. He's got his shit down. Like, he does it all.
Wait, hold on. Just step it right back. You said family. What do you mean by family person?
Like, if I hope I'm not, like, exposing or anything. I don't think he minds, but I'm pretty sure he has a kid. But he's doing his thing. Yeah, he has a kid. And he's just a solid dude. I don't know what else to say about him. Like, he's really cool.
That's wow. You blew my mind a little bit. He doesn't look Canadian, though.
What are Canadians supposed to look like? Yeah. Come on. That's funny. No, I understand what you're saying.
Like I saw his Instagram, and he does not look Canadian. I've interviewed a lot of Canadians. He does not look like any of them. It's shocking to just hear this right now.
That's funny. Fair. No, fair. Fair take.
Wow. Damn. Wow. I was just taking what you just said, just just for a little bit, I'm just gonna take it in. I'm just gonna take it in. Along with that, along with all those exciting things, you know, those big things, you know, 6 years in the pop songs, you're still making music. I saw on your profile you made, like, I don't remember, because you made a few new songs, you did. You made two new ones. One is actually, it looks like a part of a phone number. It's called
642-838.
Yeah. Is that like a real phone number?
No, that's just a fit.
The two.
It's just some fake phone number.
Is that a real phone number?
No. I was just trying to wrap some numbers, and those ones kind of sounded decent. Yeah. But I mean, you can try calling the number and then see who it is. Shit, maybe it might be somebody famous. Who knows? A little surprise.
Oh wait, have you actually tried it? Have you actually tried using the number calling it?
Nah, not yet. No. But I'm sure, because it would need, if you're in Canada, like, it needs an area code with it. But yeah.
Oh, you're right. It doesn't need area code. I couldn't even use the phone number anyway.
So yeah, but that song crazy. I did, it's quite different. I'm not sure, like, how much of it you heard, but it's quite different from the direction I'm usually going with my music. Are you familiar with, like, Playboi Carti, kind of rage music sort of deal?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the idea behind that, like, that telephone number song that I made, I'm just trying to explore more of that kind of area of rap. I do think that with the technology available, like that auto-tune and everything, I should learn how to use it better than I currently can. So that's kind of my plan for the next year or so. I want to pump out a song a day of that style. It's ambitious, but I can do it. I might not post it, but I'll definitely make one song a day.
That's really good. I do need more music from you.
Yeah.
I do. Like, overall, we should talk more, honestly. We should. Like, I almost forgot about you for a while. I almost did. But honestly, though, I hope that you're going to be on RapHat more, honestly. I hope, because... What? I forgot about your trophies. I forgot about these.
Yeah, what are they?
I'm so jealous. Yeah. Let's see, first place Cypher, second place Cypher, third place Cypher, party with the creator of RapHat.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Well, I mean, we kind of already touched on the party with the creator of RapHat.
So I know that.
Yeah. So, but the other ones, so no, when I first joined RapHat, I was really competitive with everything, with the battles, with the ciphers. The ciphers were a huge deal to me. And I'm kind of exposed. Let's start with the battles first. I'll expose myself a bit. So with the battles, I couldn't stand losing at all. So what I did, and there was a little bit of, like, psychology thought behind it too. So my main account, Sovi, and I had, like, an alt account. I really hope I don't get banned for this. But at the time, I'd hop on my alt account after I entered a battle, and I'd give myself like 2 votes or something, just to tip the battle, like, scale a bit. And at the time, you could see who voted. I'm not sure if you still can. I don't do the battles anymore.
Just don't vote.
No, if you can see who voted for you. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, you can still see that.
Okay, yeah. So I do that, and then the idea was that if somebody sees the votes already, and it's like, okay, Sobi's already winging, then it might, like, influence them a bit to also choose me. But again, that was when I was hyper competitive. and it wasn't good, and I stopped doing that after about a year into RapHat. But that was for the battles. As for the ciphers, I didn't cheat in those, but the ciphers, I really wanted to win these trophies. Again, I was hyper competitive, and the people I was competing with before I joined, there was a couple other ciphers that already went down, and I saw the winners and I was like, damn, like those guys are good. I want to be like them. So one of the winners I remember still to this day, his name was Raheem. Really Raheem. Are you familiar with him?
Wait, who?
Raheem. Really Raheem. Now he goes by Javoti.
Then I've seen him, yes.
So anyway, so he was with Entreband. And at the time when I first joined, I was like, damn, like Entreband's amazing. And they're getting these trophies, so I want to like get on that level. So I started writing as best as I could. I put all my like energy into them. And I think the first one I got was third place. I think it went in order. I got third, then second, and then first. And I feel like either the third place one or the second place one was just a written. Maybe. But the first place one, the topic of it was explain what you see when you're going to like the heaven gates or something. Something like that. And I don't even remember exactly what I wrote, but it was cool. It was a cool experience. And obviously winning felt good. And then having the trophy there too is nice. But yeah, the goal I actually had was to fill out that box, the box you see. So it's kind of like a 4x2 box. It can fit in 8 trophies. It was to get 8 trophies, but I had no idea where the other trophies would come. Because if you get second place 2 times, then it just multiplies. It doesn't actually give you 2 whole new trophies in the case or whatever. But yeah. So basically what it comes down to is when I first started rapping with RapPad, I was hyper competitive with stats, let's say. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Okay. First thing, shocking that you would make an alt account, because like RapPad nowadays with the alt account, it banned it. I saw it on there. Somebody called out a person for making an alt account and they got banned. Like, do you still have the alt account or you got rid of it?
I don't even remember what it is anymore. So.
Oh, it probably is banned by now.
Maybe.
It's probably gone by now. But that's shocking. Like, are you that competitive now? Or are you kind of like, you know, relaxed and you're okay with, you know, being second, third, fifth, fourth place?
No, like now I don't really care at all about the stats. And I kind of just make music just to make music. And I think that's kind of a little downfall of my growth in terms of like play success, number of plays and stuff, which I'm fine with. But yeah, like I'm not too worried about it anymore. Like I feel more comfortable with where I am. I don't need stats to tell me how good I am, sort of deal. I think that's what it comes down to. Cause again, when I was first starting, I needed to tell people like, look at my battle history, look at my wins compared to losses. So, you know, you should just know I'm good, sort of deal. So it's an external validation sort of deal. That I had, yeah. But no more. And I don't battle anymore. I can't do it. Don't enjoy it.
Why not?
I just don't enjoy it too much. And usually with battles, I think the proper way when you're battling, there's no beat, right? It's just, you're just spitting bars at the other person, right? And for me, a big part of the music is having the beat there. Because I really use it to guide my music when I'm making anything. It's focus around the beat. That's what I always go with.
Ah. That's excellent. That's really fantastic, you know, how much you've grown, you know, from, you know, being, you know, a little, you know, that little creature that would be so competitive, now being a free spirit. I mean, I'm looking at the battles. I looked at your battles, you know, a while back, and it's like, you did St. James, I've always wanted to meet the guy because he has like the most, you know, reputation. He has the most reputation. I've always wanted to meet him. Now, that's a person that I do want to, you know, have one day. It's another one.
Yeah, I remember we had a little bit of beef. That was funny. I'm not sure what he's doing, but I'm sure he's still.
He hasn't been on the site for a year.
Oh, wow. It tells you how long since it's been since they've been on?
Yes, it does.
That's cool.
Like, for example, I'm going to pull up St. James right now. Like, for example, it'll show Like, for example, it shows that he was online over a year ago.
Yeah, wow. It does say, yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah. And another one that shocked me was Roan, which I didn't even know you know Roan. That was surprising.
Oh, yeah, we had a little battle. I remember that. I remember that exact, but that was a fun battle. It was, I think, I had Boss Up, and I think that was the song I used, Boss Up, and he had some other really high tempo pace track. That's kind of his lane now, right? He's doing all that, like, the faster kind of rap stuff. Very energetic.
Definitely. And now with his, like, new debut album, he's really going all out.
I didn't even know he put out a debut album. I'll have to look for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't know. Are you even still connected to him anymore?
No, not so much. I'm not connected with most of the rap patterns I used to be connected with. Like, I'll keep an eye on him every once in a while. Like, Clyde, I'll look at what he's doing. I respect what he's doing. K and B, I like seeing what she's up to every once in a while. Yeah, and there's also there's a couple more. I forget the names, but I always check in on them.
Oh, I see. Well, there was a rapper who I thought you knew, K Zatanna, which I thought, because he was in the same year you joined too. He was in the same year, which I was going to ask him. I was like, I'm gonna just keep it for next time. That was another one who I thought you knew.
Who is it?
K Santana. You don't know who he is?
Oh, K Santana. Oh, I didn't hear the name. No, I've seen him. I've seen him around. And I actually, he made a new post recently on Rap, and I clicked on the song. And it was pretty good. I don't follow him that much. I'm not very familiar with his stuff, but I do notice him around.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Really good. Now that we've talked about rap long enough, I'd like to get into, you know, the reality. Because rap has a little too dark for me. Ha! Get it? the site's dark and I'm funny. Anyway. One thing, though, that I was very curious, because I know you made a song, you know, you made a song yesterday, actually, too. You made a song very recently yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I should be going along faster. Along with the two songs you made, like, are you planning to release, you know, any new stuff? Are you planning to release, you know, any more stuff? EP, album, you playing, like, what are your plans for the for music?
Yeah, so for the upcoming year, like, I'm not going to be releasing any projects, at least as of now. Definitely not. I'm not very into projects. I don't want to make them, and I don't have a big enough fan base where I think it's warranted. I'll try to be releasing music basically every day, and it's not so much for the listener, though if they find value in what I do release, amazing. But it's more for me to catalog my progress, because honestly, I do think when I post things online, especially YouTube, it's a great place to just store stuff, and to see. Because with SoundCloud, for example, they have an upload limit. And I reached it a while ago, and then once I reached it, I stopped uploading to SoundCloud. And I probably shouldn't do that, but I do. It's just my thing. I do like how YouTube, at least to my knowledge, it doesn't have an upload limit. So I find that attractive. And I've lost actually a lot of songs with my previous hard drives, memories, stuff like computer related things. And it hurt. Like, deep down, it really hurt me knowing I lost kind of time capsules into my own life of my different memories. Because a lot of the times when I make these different songs, it connects me to that time I made it. Really, that's what it does. So I kind of veered off track a bit, but expect music basically every week. There's gonna be new music every week, and like I said before, it's gonna be more experimental on my end, more kind of rage-like, a little bit more mainstream approach to the music.
Yay! I am so excited. I'm so stoked. Yay! I'm so excited. So exciting, I cannot wait. So I presume you're already working on, you know, music. You know, I know you can't share any of it because of, you know, who you are, but one thing though, what will it sound like? I know you can't tell us, but, you know, can you at least, you know, give us a little teaser of what's, of your new music.
What will the music sound like? Is that your question?
The sound, the vibe.
So I'll tell you what I'm trying to go for, because again, I'm still developing the sound on my end, but it's gonna be more like Playboi Carti, Trippie Redd, and more artists, because I don't listen to the genre enough to really know what I could kind of explore. So my goal, before I can give you a solid answer, I have to find different artists in that kind of area of music that I can borrow ideas from, because it's kind of niche, but at the same time it's popular. So for example, if I post something on RatPad, like the last two songs I posted, one was the telephone number one, and then the other one's Japanese Bitch. Like if a RatPadder listens to those, some of them might really enjoy it, and they see like the kind of like parallels to rage music or what it's trying to be like, sort of deal. But others just won't accept it at all, because it is kind of out there. And I'm actually kind of that listener where when I'm listening to rage, it's a little bit odd to me, but I can see the appeal in it. And even if I don't stay in the rage lane, whatever I explore in that domain of art, I can extract and then use for future art that I make, sort of deal.
Oh, touch me right here. That touched me. But I'm glad you're taking your music career, you know, more seriously. And so I cannot wait. I'm so excited to, you know, see more stuff. Another thing, one thing that you need to put on your, you know, vision board or like a bucket list is you need to be more active on Discord. That's another thing you should.
Discord's where it's at, yeah? I should.
You
I should.
Got
I should.
It.
Yeah. No. Like, I am. I'm looking on my sidebar right now. I have some Discord channels I'm in, hip hop related. But it does seem like it's a very good way to grow more and to get acquainted with like who's out there doing what, sort of deal, more personal. So I totally agree. I should definitely get into Discord stuff more.
Oh yeah. And now that you met me and now we're friends. Yeah, a lot of connections for you and the ways and benefits and, you know, solutions, if you may, you know, to help boost your career.
That would be much appreciated. I love to communicate, interact with everybody that you do, and I exchange some good times. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I get anything for you, like, you know, it was a dream come true whenever you responded to me, because I thought you hated me after you unfollowed me. Like, I thought you hated me for a while.
No, like I said, like, the rap had the following list for me. It's not too important to me. I just happened to, I guess, unfollow you. And like I said, I think we talked about this a little bit before the podcast, too. There's still people I know I should be following. Or that I don't know why I'm unfollowing. For example, Sutherland, a good friend that was active on RapPad, I no longer follow. Stuff like that. So, but it doesn't mean I don't care about you. I still check up on your podcast, like I said, right? So I do appreciate
what you do.
Yeah, I told you. I check into Hyde. Like, I watched Hyde, the podcast with Hyde, podcast with Sly, I think I said it was, podcast with Love Sad Kid. I check in.
Oh, dude. Sucks. That touches me a lot. Touches me so much. And it's... I'm sorry, about to cry. That's amazing that you tune in. That's very shocking. That's very good. Sorry, about to get me harm roll over here. I'm about to joke on raining. Sorry. But you just... Are you this calm in real life, honestly? You look so calm and gentle. Are you like this in real life?
I'm pretty calm in real life. I think so. I'm an easygoing guy. I'll say that. I'm very easygoing. The only time I'm kind of on the edge or is with my music. That's all. That's the only time. So yeah. I'm very laid back approach. Very laid back, yeah.
Only in Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry, though, I should not be saying that. Just, let's just forget I said that.
No, it's okay.
I'm just joking.
It's all good.
You remind me, like, you know, you said you're, like, you're in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remind me, there's this guy that runs a label, and you remind me so much of him.
And he's from Canada?
Yes, he's from I think Toronto.
Oh wow, that's cool. I'm from there too. That's cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You should get in touch with him and you know get the the label sign on you. Get it? Label sign. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 I know. Well, you'll have to link me his stuff, his info. And I'll look into it, definitely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I'm gonna give you this. This is his server. Check it out when you get a chance.
Okay. Mortal.
I'd love to get you into it. Sweet. That's good. Ooh. Now to celebrate your 6 year, being there, what was your favorite moment, from Rap Hat? Like, what was your best favorite moment?
I can't say there was any favorite moment, but there was an experience, just an overall experience of like the 2016, 2015, when I was first starting. I could spend all day on Rap Hat just talking with like a bunch of other creators. Like I'd have my screen open on one side, talking to them, making music on the other, and just doing that. I did it every day, and the feeling, it was kind of like a home feeling. It just felt so nice. So there wasn't any particular experience, like one event, but that entire like year was it's unforgettable, absolutely amazing. But like some cool other things that would pop up that made me kind of feel like proud and accomplished as an artist would just be more like connections I have to other artists that are kind of doing good. So for example, the first one, are you familiar with Project?
Wait, is that a user or an actual like name?
User and artist.
Project. Ooh. Iffy. I don't think so.
Okay, it's okay. So he's a Florida artist, and he was popping off about the same time that X was starting to pop off. And I mean, not on the same level, but it was heading in that direction. And at the time of that year when we were, I think it was 2017, I want to say. 2017. Yeah, sure, let's say that. I wanted to join a rap group really badly. And the one I wanted to join was Entreband. So at the time, Entreband was like, there's Mac, there's Soli, who's now Soli Had, he went by Had. There was a couple other guys, Dom, Really Raheem. I wanted to join that group badly. And this other guy, Project, also wanted to join the group, and neither of us could get in. And what ended up happening is Project made a rap group called The Gods Movement. A little bit of a cringe name, in my opinion, but when that formed and I joined, I was so happy. And it was a cool experience, just joining a rap group, because it kind of like solidifies your what is it? Your image. Like, you're a rapper, like you're in a rap group, come on. So there was that, and then so that was a cool experience, but not too much came from that experience or that event of joining the rap group. And in fact, what ended up happening, Project, the guy, he ended up falling off the face of the earth. I don't know where he went, but he comes back a year later and his songs are getting like millions of plays afterwards. And like he's completely out of touch with me, which is fine. I couldn't care less. Like, it's fine. But to see that growth for an artist that I was just rapping with was really cool. So things like that. I like hopping on board on artists that aren't big yet, but I think will get big. And I did it with two other artists. So the other artist I did with was Love Sad Kid. We made a little song together. And then after that song, yeah, no, it was really cool. And then after that song, maybe 6 months later, he started gaining a lot more traction. And now I can know, I'm like, yeah, I have a song with him. How cool is that? And I don't even need to like tell other people. I mean, if it comes up in conversation or if I'm on a podcast, I'm trying to tell you about my kind of experience, then I'll talk about it. But it's enough for me to just know I have a song with that person. And you know Love Sad Kid, right? Now he's got millions of plays too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then another, like the last one where something similar happened, it was with, there's a guy named Lil God Dan. Again, this wasn't so much rap ad. So I'm going a little off track, but this is the last kind of event that I have in mind. I came across him on some small music channel where they post daily new songs from different artists. And I heard his song. I was like, shit, like, I need this guy on a song with me really quick. So I arranged a song with him. And the song is called Moonlight, I think it is, that I have with him. And lovely song that we made. It's not like popular at all by any means. It only has like 400 songs, but I love the song. And now this guy, Lil God Dan, again, millions of plays he's getting. So it's cool to see that, where I'm working with artists on a caliber I think I could be in the future, sort of deal. And they're there now, sort of deal.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you got a lot. You got a lot in your belt, so. You know, I can't wait to see how you do with it in the future, you know, because, you know, like people say, anything's possible.
Yeah, it just takes one song, right?
It does. And sometimes not just one song, sometimes just multiple songs, you know, building up a catalog, sometimes like that.
Yeah, that too, definitely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And yeah, sorry, I was a little shocked at the moment. Especially Love Sad. I'm trying to get him on here. That's another one. I forgot.
I feel like you.
That and
Project. Yeah, I feel like you interviewed Love Sad Kid. Did you not?
No, that was Sly.
Okay, interesting.
I'm trying to get him for months. Ugh. Dang it. I've been trying to get him forever. Hopefully it will happen soon. Ugh. Another one. But anyway, By the way, I'm curious to know, what profile pic as a rapper, is that what you look like now, or did you, like, change your whole look?
My hair in that profile pic has dyed. it's a little bit blonder than it actually is in the picture. I have brown, more brown hair. Yeah, I did.
Oh, you have brown hair. Change it up.
Yeah, it's more. It's a little like dirty blonde, brownish. But my hair's about a little longer, and I've been experimenting with like little braids on the side, sort of deal sometimes. But yeah, more or less, I look the same. Yeah, look the same as I do in that picture.
That's good. The next thing I'll need to see is a face, because all I see is your mask, but we'll see the face soon.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. On Instagram.
I have a feeling. What? Oh, wait, your Instagram. That's right. Face.
Instagram, SobySonics. SobySonics.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so on there you'll see pictures. It's mostly videos of me just rapping actually on my Insta, but then you can see my face.
That's really good. You look like Cody Simpson.
Sorry.
That's what I thought in the first place when I saw it. I was like, is that Cody Simpson? Because you know that he has that blonde hair too.
True. Yeah.
You look like an older Ross Lynch.
Funny. That's funny.
Thank God. So I need to relax from that. I need to relax from that for a sec. Since you mentioned those rap patterns earlier, are any of them, you know, connected, you know, to you, or you just kind of forgot about all of them?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Are you still connected with some of the rap patterns in the past, or are you, you just forgot about them?
Some of them I still talk to, like Ellie Waves, I'll talk to. King Osiris.
Love Ellie.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a good connection. He's doing his thing. Ellie Waves, I'll keep in touch with. King Osiris, I'll keep in touch with. But I think that's basically it. That's who I like actually like talk to every once in a while. Other than that, no, not really, not too much.
Dude, I love Ellie. He was actually on this show almost a year ago.
I feel like I've probably listened to his podcast too then. Definitely, like if he was on here, I would have definitely listened to him.
Yes, he was actually on here. Most definitely. Now, he's amazing.
Yeah, he writes some dope stuff. And he's a dope dude. He's cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll never forget him. Definitely. And you know, this was good. You know, it was amazing. Like as you said, like as I said, this is a dream come true. So even you know, for you to even say yes, I mean. Was amazing.
I really appreciate what you're doing. It's awesome.
Absolutely, and we got to chat about your music. You know, of course, I apologize if most of it was about rap, but
it's fine.
I apologize again if it was like that's a really thing. But you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm stoked. I'm excited, and. You know, I can't wait to see what this 2022 year looks for you. Any goals for the next year?
Do I have any goals? Did you ask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be consistent with making music. That's really it. I'd like to find more artists that I can work with again. That, like I said, aren't popular yet, but I think could be. I really think that's fun to do. I do want to make my YouTube channel a little bit more interactive as well. So it won't only be music that I'm posting. It'll be a little bit of like maybe some reactions just so people can get to know me more as a person. So it just wouldn't just be music straight up. But other than that, like not too many hard goals. Not really.
Pretty good goals. That's pretty good. Pretty good. And you know, hopefully you'll interact with us. I got tons of opportunities coming up and hopefully you'll be a part of them. Like now actually, which you saw in the server, you know, that virtual concert going on. That's another one I do want you to hopefully be a part of soon. So the next one, a couple of months, actually. Hopefully you'll be a part of that.
I'd love to. That would be awesome.
That's really good. And, you know, I would love to see, you know, react to, you know, reviews. You know, for a minute, I thought you said, you know, co-hosting for a sec, you know, show. But I was like, nah, he didn't say that. I know you meant review.
Yeah.
No, you meant review. I would love to see the YouTube channel come to life a little bit more, at least. And yeah, such great goals. I'm excited and proud of you.
Thank you very much.
And I hope, hopefully, after this, you won't forget about me again.
Nah, I won't forget about you. Like I said, I'll always check in on the podcast. And now I'll check in on the Discord too more now, because you mentioned that I should be doing that.
You should. I shouldn't see any part of you be offline. Except
for me. All right. Sounds good.
Yay. Thank you again for being here. This was absolutely a dream come true. Is there anything you would like to say lastly to the audience out there?
No, just enjoy the year. Enjoy the new year. That's it. And thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. Your time. It's lovely.
Yeah, of course. And is this your first one or did somebody already catch you?
Is this my first witch?
First, like, interview, or did somebody catch you already?
Oh, I've had interviews in the past, but not this long. Definitely not this long. And it was like pre-pandemic.
So were they like in person, or were they like virtual with a camera on?
In person. So it would have been in Toronto. Like after all, I do an open mic, some little like not a news station, like a blog state, like an on. I don't even know how to say it. Let's say a news station, like a small news station, just run by like a couple people, and they'll try and get some news, a news outlet, let's say. Yeah, something like that. They'll just ask a couple questions post show or something like that, and then post them up. But nothing in depth like this.
Ah, so this is your first like professional interview. It's your first one.
This is my first professional interview, yeah. You got it. Yeah, congrats.
Just wanted to make sure you weren't like a giveaway or like a hand-me-down. Okay, now that was funny. Nah,
You got me fresh.
Yes. Okay. Sounds good to me. But again, thank you. Everybody, make sure you check out Sobi down below and leave provided rap hatters. I got Sobi on here, so I want to come on and, you know, join the little family I got going on. If you guys remember him, make sure to tune in. Exciting things coming. And since this is the first time, some of you might be the first time you ever heard of the guy. I know, crazy. Check out Sobi down below. Have a great new year. That we will talk after. A great new year, everybody. I'll see you all in 2022. Love y'all. And I'll see you guys later. Well, you'll see me a lot. See you guys next time. Peace out.